Okay, so Allison, it's the holidays.
Love it.
And there are lots of parties and lots of people go shopping for that perfect holiday dress or accessory. And they do that in lots of places, malls. More intrepid souls maybe do that in vintage or secondhand stores. But what about buying your New Year's Eve party dress at Goodwill? Would you do that?
You know what? I've bought fancy shoes at Goodwill that I knew were one-offs.
Yeah.
But never a dress. I have to say, never really a dress, but some accoutrement. Yes.
Well, I donate to Goodwill. You do too.
I do. Took a bunch of stuff yesterday.
It's a great place to take stuff that you don't want anymore that other people could make use of. But Goodwill wants to become more than that. They really are trying to become a destination for cool stuff, fashionable stuff. And the Goodwill in Washington, D.C. is the first in the country that has started this pretty aggressive marketing campaign to attract new shoppers, a new generation of shoppers who want cool, hip, vintage stuff, but they don't want to pay cool, hip, vintage prices. And they've done this in a few different ways. They've started a new blog that's written by this woman who works at one of the DC Goodwills. Her name is M. Hall. The blog is called the DC Goodwill Fashionista. And they've also started a couple of online shopping stores where this young woman goes out and she picks all the cool stuff and then she puts it online and people can comment about it and they can auction and buy it.
So she's become kind of the buyer for Goodwill.
Totally.
If you would.
And trying to create this a name brand for Goodwill for the first time so that it becomes more of a fashion destination and not just a place where you dump off your old stuff. And I went down, Wynn Rosenfeld, it's the BPP video producer, and I went down to Washington, D.C. to do a story for our blog about this new campaign effort and to meet up with M. Hall, which we did on a recent day. We caught up with her in her cubicle where it's like a treasure trove of discovery. She goes onto the floor of Goodwill every day and finds what she thinks are the coolest items. And then she brings them back. She writes little narratives about them and she posts them online. Once a week, she does something called the Goodwill Goodbye of the Week. And she describes it to me.
This week, this is your dress on plaid. And we scroll down here. Our plaid dress will pop up shortly. And so this is what I've posted this week.
She basically posted this plaid tartan dress that if you had seen in the store, you might have thought, I don't know. That's not really my thing or it's not that cute. She makes this whole story about it, kind of like Jay Peterman, if you ever watched Seinfeld,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
She makes up this whole narrative and makes this into not just a secondhand dress, but this really cool fashionable thing. She listed online for $16, super cheap. And
so wait, my question is, why are they doing this? What's the point?
The point of this is to make sure that people understand that Goodwill is not just a place where you stop in and you might happen to find something cool as you're dropping your old stuff off. They want this to be a destination. Mm-hmm. And so they've figured out that there are a lot of people who don't really like thrift store shopping. Go figure. It's sometimes, you know, not so clean.
It's also labor intensive.
It's labor intensive. You have to really be up for the thrill of the hunt. And there are a lot of misperceptions and there are some stigmas about Goodwill, as M. Hall describes to me.
One is sort of that our stores are dark, scary places full of old junk, which isn't true on either count. And then the other stigma is that the shoppers themselves are just all poor and, you know, it just sometimes I think the image people have of Goodwill is this terribly depressing place to go, but for me, it couldn't be more opposite than that.
Now, there must be a financial angle to this.
Yeah. Basically, what happened is that there were the 9 Goodwill retail stores in Washington, D.C. were close to bankruptcy. And that's happened for a lot of different reasons, in large part because competition. There's competition out there now. There are a lot of vintage stores. You can't walk 3 blocks in an urban center without seeing some cool boutique. And there are also more donation spots. There are more charities who offer up that opportunity for people to dump off their old stuff. Goodwill kind of had this epiphany. They woke up and realized, hey, people are coming here for this stuff. We sell it for a lot cheaper. Let's tap into a new online community, maybe people who don't want to go into the brick and mortar stores, but who would be more apt to buy if we take some of the cool stuff and put it online.
So who did you see when you were down there reporting? Who did you see in the store? Did it seem to be attracting a different clientele?
Well, it actually did. We were pretty surprised. I mean, the average Goodwill shopper is historically been a woman in her late 30s to early 50s who doesn't make a whole lot of money and is going in there for a variety of things, household goods or clothes. But we found some people who broke the stereotypes.
I'm a designer and I model at the same time. So I basically find things and like remake it and stuff like that. So this is actually like the stuff that I have.
Yeah, what'd you find?
I found actually some of this stuff I will wear without doing anything to them. Like I found a couple of blazers, some t-shirts, and a lot of jeans. So
are like t-shirts? There's like good, like there's vintage t-shirts.
Yeah, uh-huh. And he came for a party.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago.
Found like a pair of jeans that I like.
And they were like Banana Republic and stuff.
So. Yeah.
But DC Goodwill has figured out that it's not enough to attract, you know, young, hip 20-somethings who might come in occasionally for the cool find. They needed to connect shoppers with the real mission of Goodwill. Now, when I ask you, what do you think Goodwill's mission is? What do you think it is?
I would think it would be either to raise money to give to charities, or the idea is for people who can't afford things so they can have something that it's nice.
Yeah, which would be a completely logical assumption. Yeah. It's actually not. The primary mission of Goodwill is job training programs. Huh. And so they realized, you know, there are a lot of different places you can dump off your stuff and make donations. We want to really drive home the fact that Goodwill is about these job training classes. They get people in, they teach them how to apply for jobs, give them some skills, and help them go through that process. So they're about trying to connect people with a real mission and at the same time bolster a new marketing campaign.
And as we mentioned, this is originated as a video report for our website. You and Wynn Rosenfeld, our video producer, went down there. So you can see all those folks' voice you heard in that, and as we were describing it, and the cute outfits. And if you think that dress is worth the $16.99,
yeah. maybe you don't. But check it out.
You can decide for yourself. That's at our blog, our multimedia interactive blog. I like to say that. It's npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks, Rach.
You're welcome.